Now, from Shaw and Partners, Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, how are you?
Very good, Mike, very good.
What did you make of it?
Hey, well, look, it's been a busy week, hasn't it? You had the OCR, now you've got the budget's been delivered. So, look, a quick, I guess, an overreaching comment. The budget is what we expected. It is fiscally responsible. I sort of do feel the hand or feel the awareness of the rating agencies in the background here. They had to demonstrate a meaningful and committed track to fiscal stability and fiscal restraint. And I think you have to acknowledge here, Mike, we are a small trading country. We're heavily dependent on offshore capital, which means we have to run a tighter fiscal policy than sort of global economic heavyweights. It is spurious to compare us to larger economies and say, well, they can have debt to GDP of 80% or, you know, 100%. We can't do that. Now, at a high level, forecast state of the books, surplus as measured by OBGAL X achieved a year earlier than expected, which is a positive. Underlying fiscal surplus there in that 28-29 year. It then accelerates away after that, actually, and the surpluses look really good. But I think you have to be a little bit circumspect about those longer-term projections. There are massive levels of uncertainty out there. So just a quick reality check here. The fiscal deficit in the June 2027 year is still over $11 billion. It's $11.4 billion. It improves after that. So the improvement has sort of back-ended. I think you have to be aware of that. Most importantly, what are the economic assumptions underlying the forecast? This bears inspection. I'm not sure whether we've been so beaten down now that we say these forecasts look optimistic. But I kind of think that's where we've ended up. So the June 2027 year growth, 2.3%. I think we'd all be very happy to see that, wouldn't we? And subsequent years, 3.2%, 2.7%, 2.5%. And as I said, I think we've been so used to growth being all over the show that we look at that and we go, oh, that feels robust, when actually it's probably what we should expect, isn't it? Mm. CPI inflation, peaking, as we're told by the RBNZ, at over 4%. Treasury forecast 4% annual inflation in the June 2026 year, but it snaps back to 1.6% in the 2027 year, and then pretty much 2% for subsequent years. We can only hope that it is that stable. I look at the 90-day bank bill forecast, so where the level of interest rates, the Treasury suggesting that we sort of see the OCR. The OCR 90-day pretty much closely linked, gets to 3.3% by 2030, so 3.25% OCR looks like that sort of peak in there. That will remain to be seen. What are all these machinations mean for government borrowing? Good news here, the forecast borrowing program is slightly lower than had been forecast. It's less than the market had been expecting. The market had been expecting a small increase in borrowing. There's actually a small decrease, I think around $6 billion lower than expected. Well, why? Well, tax revenues are increasing and expenses increasing less than expected. Now, I always like to reflect, Mike, very quickly on some actual nominal numbers here, because percentage of GDP sometimes kind of, you know, it sort of throws a little bit of shade on what they actually are. Net core crown debt, this is just a wee reminder, in the 2027 year, $191.8 billion, so the net debt. By 2030, it's $246 billion. There is over $50 billion more borrowing. But as a percentage of GDP, it falls because we're expecting GDP to increase. So nominal GDP, when people say, what's the GDP of New Zealand? Well, it's $452 million at the moment. By 2030, we're expected to be $554 billion. So we do have a significantly larger GDP over the time.
So at $554 billion by 2030, we'd be half the value of Micron.
There you go. There you go. And we wouldn't even be as much as the big Mag 7 is spending on AI next year.
Unreal, yep. Hey, give me a quick word, seeing it Friday, about Cumu River, because I didn't know about Coddington. I thought it was all Matty's Vineyard, but Coddington's the go.
We have to end on a positive here. Big gong for Cumu River. I love this. Cumu River, outstanding range of Chardonnays. Matty's Vineyard is a flagship, as you said, but their other Chardonnays are getting attention. The International Wine and Food Society, Judgment 50 Plus, global competition. You've got the Bordeaux in there. You've got everything there. Cumu River, Coddington Chardonnay, 2024, top gong. Gold star for the Cumu River team. Get out there, buy some, have a great weekend, drink some Chardonnay.
Isn't that amazing? Right, what are the numbers? Yep.
So the Dow Jones down 36 points, I'm looking now, 50,608, so it's barely moved. The S&P 500 up 0.62%, 46.7566, and the NASDAQ up 234 points, 0.88%, 26,000. 908. The FTSE 100 overnight down 0.75%, 10,425. The Nikkei down just under 0.5%, 64,693. The Shanghai Composite up 5.4098. The Aussies yesterday had a shocker, down 125 points, 1.43%, 8,592 the close there. And we were down small on the NZX 50, 22 points, 13,206. One Kiwi dollar, 0.5933, so getting stronger. It's moved quite a bit against the Aussie, Mike, 0.8280. Good to see. 0.5091 against the euro. For those people contemplating a trip to the UK, 0.4412 against the pound. 94.94 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,516. And Brent crude, as we say, just drifting lower. Yeah. $93.69.
You have an awesome weekend. And Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.